the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. How are we doing? Oh my god, the clock just turned 11:12 a.m. and I was so excited because I was going to tell you it's 11:11, but I'm not going to lie to you. It's 11:12 a.m. Tuesday, August 8th. I'm in a grout fit. I'm in a gray sweatshirt, gray sweatpants and socks, and I'm so cozy, and I'm sitting on my new coffee table. I mean, I'm not sitting on her, though I think she could handle it because she's heavy. Okay, she's a thick girl. She's beautiful. I don't think this is real marble. I think it's like some concrete. Anyway, I really like her. I showed her to you on my stories, but I'm going to do a cute little video on TikTok because that's where I've been having a lot of fun lately. I just feel like free and not judged, even though people can be a little bit meaner over there, but thankfully we haven't had too much of that. So hello, I don't know what I'm going to title this episode, so I don't know if you know what we're going to talk about today, but this is not exactly what I was going to talk about today, except I woke up inspired. And you know what, when a bitch wakes up inspired, who am I to get in the way of that? You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm on day 3 of my period. I've decided that day 2 is just simply awful, and I can't believe I have to spend my one wild and precious life feeling depressed once a month. It's just, I don't think it's fair. You know what I mean? I just simply don't think it's fair. But I am grateful to have my period because, not that I was worried. All right, you know what? We're not doing this today. We're not, okay? I also just want to say I'm so happy. We're loving the solicited advice episode last week. You guys loved the tea, like the details. So we're going to keep doing that. I've decided we're going to have one solicited advice episode a month, okay? And we're going to do the email thing. I'm going to do both. Like I'm going to put the question box up, and then I'm going to put the email up as well when I ask for the solicitations. Is that how you say it? I don't know. So if you have a quickie little, you know, something not so crazy that you want advice on, then you can send it to me in the question box. But if you want to tell me your whole life story, which I would love to hear, then the email is where you're gonna go. Okay, I need you to raise your hand if between the hours of 3 to 5 p.m. you are simply unwell. Okay, don't lie to me. I'm touching my roof right now because I've been struggling to stay focused and energized in the afternoons. Like, these afternoon slumps be hitting real hard lately. And you know, I love my caffeine. I really do. But as the anxious queen that I am, I just can't overdo it, or the heart palpitations are simply out of control. But somebody new has entered my life that I want to tell you about. Okay, we've kind of been seeing each other, and their name is Magic Mind. So Magic Mind is a productivity drink, the world's first productivity drink, actually, and it's in the form of a little shot. I've been posting them on my stories because the packaging is so cute, first of all, but also they've just become a part of my days. You know, I love my shots in the morning. I love my beverages. The more beverages, the better for me, okay? But this one is different because this one actually, like, it's good for me, and it gives me steady energy throughout the day. No crash, just like subtle, noticeable energy all day. And listen, I'm a Capricorn. Okay, you know, I love a routine, and this has become a part of my morning routine. And I can genuinely tell a difference the days that I take it versus the days that I don't, which is nuts. Usually I take it in the morning, so I have half my energy drink, and then I take my shot. Actually, no, I take my shot, and then I have half my energy drink because I am who I am. It's like calm energy. I don't even know how to explain it. I think it's the matcha in there. I'm really understanding why you guys love matcha so much. The caffeine from matcha takes longer to release, I've learned, and it helps reduce stress. So you could say I'm a matcha girly now. Honestly, it just makes my mornings brighter. The shots look so freaking cute lined up in my fridge. I love taking them. I feel like it's just like a ritualistic form of self-care for me. And I feel good when I take it because I know it actually has ingredients that are good for me, which is so nice and such a change, because everything I tend to like is not very good for me, men included. You know what I mean? So for my fellow anxious queens, or anyone who wants a little boost in their days, like, who doesn't, you know, here's what we're going to do. Okay, I have a link for you. I've never had a link for you before. We're going to go to magicmind.com/unwinding. How cute can we just... Okay, so you're going to go to magicmind.com/unwinding, and you're going to use the code unwinding20 at checkout. So this is going to get you 56% off your subscription, or 20% off your one-time purchase. So win-win, okay? But just for the next 10 days. So we got to act quick. And did I mention my Kardashian queens love this? Anything that gets me closer to Khloe Kardashian is something that I'm about, you know? There's a 100% money back guarantee. I didn't mention that. So if you don't like it, they'll refund you in a few hours. We love that. You know, I wouldn't talk to you about something if I didn't love it. And I'm just so excited to be working with them. And I love the shots. I hope you guys will try them. If you do, let me know. Let me know what you think. So remember, we're going to go to Magic Mike. Magic Mike is something very different. We're going to go to magicmind.com/unwinding and use code unwinding20 to save some dollars. Quite a bit of dollars. I'm going to use my own code to get a 30 pack because between you and I, it's the best bang for your buck. And I just want to know that I'm covered for the next month, you know? Okay, let's get back to it. So yeah, I'm so happy we're loving that one. I had so much fun recording it. Today, I'm just going to talk from the heart, okay? Because I woke up tired. I woke up tired yesterday. I mean, I'm always exhausted, which is not a good thing. But anyway, I woke up tired yesterday because, let me rephrase that. I woke up tired yesterday of always feeling like there's a better version of me somewhere else. We're just going to jump right into it, okay? And as the double Capricorn that I am, I love self-optimization. I love self-development. I love growth. I love healing, okay? But I'm constantly trying to find the line. I think it's a real fucking blurry line that separates this world of constantly wanting to improve and better ourselves, which I love, by the way. I love it. That's why this is challenging for me. And if you think I have an answer for you, I do not. Okay. But we're going to workshop this together. You know, the world of constantly wanting to improve. And then this other world where there's just acceptance? Question mark. Does that even exist? Do we think that's even possible of just living in a state of acceptance? I mean, maybe you do. And if you do, I think that's incredible. I don't think one is right or wrong. That's my, again, I don't have the answer. Okay. But I was thinking about it and I'm like, do I even think that's possible to live in that world of just acceptance, considering the world we live in and the capitalistic world we live in? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I think capitalism wouldn't exist in a world where we all felt good enough if we all collectively decided we no longer wanted to spend our money on services and products and experiences that exist and thrive on the promise that they're making us better in some way, improving us, air quotes, in some way, enhancing us, right? I'm not here to talk about politics or the world or the economy. I just want to open up this conversation that we've definitely had before. Is it a conversation about enoughness, good enoughness, acceptance, self-optimization, all of the above? I'm not even sure. You know, I was having this conversation with myself as I do. It's so funny. Usually, it's so funny because sometimes I'll be like, oh yeah, I was talking to someone and that someone is me. You know, like sometimes I'll say that in a conversation with someone because I don't want to tell them that I have these, you know, full dialogues with myself. Anyway, I was having this conversation with myself yesterday and I was trying to get an answer, you know, and my favorite response to this is that both things can be true, right? These two worlds of self-optimizing and acceptance, they're not mutually exclusive. We can exist in a space where we are involved in both. But I personally feel like I am always on one side, overwhelmingly way more than the other. And it makes me think, like, what would happen if we stopped living in self-optimization mode? If we stopped trying to fix different parts of ourselves? Like, if we just woke up one day and we were like, I'm perfect. I don't know what any of y'all are talking about. I'm good, you know? I think sometimes I've convinced myself of different imperfections that I discovered through comparison on social media. No fucking doubt. That is one of the driving factors of my eating disorder, like for fucking sure. And I still do it, probably, just less. And I think sometimes it's inherent, like I don't even realize that I'm doing it. And then I'm like, wait, what? Why do you want to fix that? Why do you think that's an issue now? Where did this come from? So it's like, how do we fix the enoughness within ourselves? I don't have an answer. Okay. Can all the therapists chime in and let me know? I'm just kidding. I know this is such a layered question and answer and conversation, and I've had it so many times with my own therapist. The amount of times I've asked her, how can I feel good enough, breaks my heart. Like, that just made my eyes water. The fact that I, like, imagine asking somebody that, You know what I mean? This was years ago. I've done so much healing, thank God, that I don't ask that question too often anymore. I think now I'm more so just trying to remind myself that I don't always have to be in self-development mode. I'm allowed to just exist, to just be. I've done so much fucking work on myself. I've done so much healing. I've grown so much, and I deserve to be proud of that, and I deserve to recognize that way more than I do. And if any of this is resonating, I just want you to take a moment to think about this and give yourself some space to be proud of yourself, to be proud of the growth that you've had, of the healing that you've had, of any growth, of any healing. You know, I think a simple way to realize that is by looking at your reactions to certain situations that you would have otherwise reacted to in such a different way prior to experiencing that growth and healing and emotional resilience, etc. I love having those realizations, you know, where I'm like, damn, like this would have pissed me off years ago, or this would have set me off years ago, or I wouldn't have communicated this years ago. I would have shut down immediately if this happened years ago. I would have been upset with myself about this years ago. And now my reaction is different, and that is a sign of growth. And you deserve to be proud of yourself. You need to be proud of yourself. We talk so much about healing and growing and all this shit. Can we talk about how hard it is and how uncomfortable it is? It is so fucking hard to be in therapy, or to be even, you know what, because I know therapy is not something that everybody does or can do. Even sitting with yourself and having uncomfortable conversations with yourself, realizing that you want change, reading these self, you know, help books, listening to episodes even like this that kind of make you have to think about this, it's not fun sometimes. It's uncomfortable, right? So like acknowledging that you're putting yourself through that and that you've done it in any way, you deserve to acknowledge that, because it's a lot of fucking work. You know what I mean? And a lot of people do not work on their shit, let me tell you. There's this quote that I've seen online. It's like a meme, and it's like a therapy meme. It's so funny, but it's so true. It says like a lot of us, I don't think that it's supposed to be funny, but a lot of us are in therapy because the people in our life refuse to go to therapy or something like that. And it's so true. A lot of people don't work on themselves. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge their faults. A lot of people don't want to face the things that they know they have to work on. A lot of people are self-aware, but don't do anything about it. A lot of people are not self-aware, you know? So anyway, I don't even know where we're going with this. But, and listen, I'm not telling you to stop working on yourself, by the way. First of all, who am I to do that? But I would be the biggest hypocrite to say that to you, because I don't want to stop working on myself. I refuse to stop working on myself, actually. I refuse to stop learning. I refuse to stop growing. I just want to incorporate more moments of just existing and just acceptance into my life. And I want you to do that too. Like, I think we've societally made acceptance and complacency synonyms, and I don't agree at all. And I was reading this article about this that explained the difference between the two so beautifully. It said that complacency is a form of self-satisfaction, which is not an issue within itself. However, complacency sometimes halts our progress because of the satisfaction, right? Like some people are complacent, they're satisfied, therefore they stop acting. It robs us of the will to action, and that's more so the problem. But acceptance offers us the ability to continue improving while also living in a space of self-approving. So where complacency would be more centered around inaction, acceptance is giving us more of a choice of, again, approving of ourselves, but also improving at the same time. And I loved this. I loved this explanation. So today's episode is a quickie, I know, but I felt like sharing this because I've spent, and if you've listened to the podcast for a while, then you've heard me talk about this, but I've spent the majority of my 20s living in a space of, I don't want to say self-loathing because that sounds awful. I don't want to say self-hatred either, but I think they're pretty similar. I wish I could say self-dislike, but I think it was more than dislike, just a little bit less than hate. So whatever that word is, insert here. I lived in a space of that for my 20s, for the majority of my 20s, I want to say until I was probably, I think 28 was a real you know, we took a sharp left. And I always felt like the better version of me existed in a world very, very, very far. I probably felt like the more, you know, the better, more worthy version of myself was with the fucking aliens. And now the aliens are here, you know? I was reading also the funniest meme. Oh my God, I've been reading so many alien memes and they're cracking me up. Somebody said, like, me to my alien. So this is a Crunchwrap Supreme. Like, explaining to the alien their Crunchwrap Supreme. I really gotta try Taco Bell. What should I get? I read this other one. I think Teffy was the one who wrote this. And she was saying how, like, in 10 years, we're gonna be telling our girlfriends, like, so I'm dating this guy. He's from Earth. Anyway, so, yeah, I always thought, you know, the good version of me, the worthy version of me was somewhere else. And that somewhere else was fucking far. Okay. And I know this leads us into the conversation of worthiness, which is another topic I love. I just don't want you to think that the version of you that deserves happiness, that deserves love, that deserves to go after the things she wants, that deserves beautiful, fulfilling friendships and relationships, that deserves you treating her with respect and kindness, the same respect and kindness you most likely, hopefully, yes, I know you do, because everybody who listens to this podcast is a perfect angel. The respect and kindness that you show the people in your life, I don't want you to think that version of you is far. Because here's the thing, if you don't believe you're worthy of all the things in this world, nobody can convince you of that. Because I could think you're worthy of, you know, going after all the things you want, but if you don't, it doesn't matter, right? It's like 100 people can tell you that you're beautiful, but if you don't feel it, then it goes in one ear, out the other. It's the same with this. And I think the conversation of worthiness is another layered one. And I know you can't just flip a switch and be like, okay, I'm worthy. I fucking wish, dude. I wish. We have to start somewhere. And I think a lot of it starts with the way we treat ourselves. I always go back to this. This is what changed for me. This is what started, really truly started changing my life, was just simply treating myself kindly. Isn't that crazy? It's like the simplest thing. It wasn't the self-help books. It was just speaking to myself better. It was speaking to myself kindly. That's it. Like, that's where it fucking started. Because if you don't treat yourself like a motherfucking queen, how are you teaching people to treat you? Because the better you treat yourself, the more you respect yourself, the more you're only gonna tolerate that exact behavior and better from those around you. And this is so fucking important. I've seen this play out in my life in such a way. We're gonna do a whole episode on that, like with men especially. I have seen this play out in such a fucking way from like the year that I started being nice to myself till now. The difference in the men that have showed up into my life, friends as well, right? Because again, like, you know what? We do attract certain situations. We do attract certain people into our life. I'm not going to say always, because I don't think that's the case. But sometimes we are attracting certain people into our life based on the way that we show up for ourselves, based on the way that we think we deserve to be treated. That's a whole other conversation too. But so I guess today's gentle reminder is, I'm not even sure. I don't know. I don't want to sit here and tell you to stop working on yourself, to stop working on things you don't like about yourself, that you're worthy right now as is. I'm not going to say that to you, because I would be an absolute hypocrite, as I myself don't fully believe those things. But here's the difference. I'm so aware that my worth is there. I'm so aware that my worth doesn't depend on the things I thought it depended on. I'm so aware that my worth does not change depending on the size of my jeans. I'm so aware that if somebody doesn't treat me right today, it doesn't mean I'm not worthy of being treated right. It means they're the wrong fucking person. I'm so aware of what I deserve, even if some days I have to remind myself of it. I'm so aware that I don't always need to be bettering myself. I'm aware of these things. And so I slowly try to implement acceptance wherever I can. I know this is such a dumb example, but it actually matters to me. You know how I told you I'm reading all these love fiction books that are destroying my soul? This is such a huge deal to me, okay? Because I always wanted to read these books. I would see people talking about these Colleen Hoover books all the fucking time on social media, but I would never allow myself to read them because I felt like my time reading should be spent by reading things that are going to improve my brain and my brands. And, you know, I just thought I needed to be reading self-development and entrepreneurship and self-help books, or else it would be a waste of time. Like, why would I spend my time reading silly little love stories when I could be improving my life and developing my life? That's the mindset that I have, right? And the answer is, like, you deserve to live your life. You deserve to have fun. You deserve to do the things you want to do. You don't have to be learning all motherfucking day, because there will always be something new to learn. And that's such a beautiful thing. But unless we decide on a given day that enough is fucking enough for the day, then nobody else is going to decide that. Only you can decide that. So keep doing your thing. Just do it kindly, okay? And with a little more acceptance, with a little more intention, just a little bit. Don't forget to stop and take moments of pride, of being proud of yourself. Because putting in the work in any fucking way is hard. So I want you to be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me, okay? And I hope you enjoyed this. I don't even know. I just blacked out for 20 minutes. But I love when I feel inspired, because I don't even have to write anything down. It just, like, I just feel like I just called my best friend, and I put the phone down on FaceTime and I just started talking. That's exactly what I feel like just happened. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope something in here hit. I hope you needed something in here. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll see you next week.